Easter, Week 3, Friday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loosened from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob, sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today. Christ hath burst his prison, and from 3 days' sleep in death as a sun hath risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying from his light, to whom we give Lord and praise undying. Neither might the gates of death, nor the tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers, nor the seal, hold thee as a mortal. But today, amid the 12, thou didst stand bestowing that thy peace which evermore passeth human knowing. I, the Lord, am your Saviour. I am your Redeemer. Alleluia. Psalm 134. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendour he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people their land he bestowed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I, the Lord, am your Saviour. I am your Redeemer. Alleluia. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, which has come among us. Alleluia. Psalm 134 continued. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for his people. The Lord takes pity on his servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear him, bless the Lord. From Sion may the Lord be blessed, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, which has come among us. Alleluia. Let us sing to the Lord, great is his triumph. Alleluia. A canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us sing to the Lord, great is his triumph. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 5. Although he was Son, Christ learnt to obey through suffering. But having been made perfect, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation, and was acclaimed by God with the title of High Priest of the Order of Melchizedek. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray for all the ministers of your church. May they be nourished and sustained as they break for their brothers and sisters the bread of life. Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray for the whole Christian people. May they be faithful to their calling and hold fast in bonds of peace the unity of the Spirit. Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray for those who govern our country, that they may exercise their office with justice and compassion. Help them to promote the peace of the world. Son of the living God, bless your people. Make us worthy to adore you in the communion of the saints. Grant eternal joy to the faithful departed, whom we entrust to your care. Son of the living God, bless your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, we have come to know the grace of our Lord's resurrection. Grant that through the love of your Spirit we may rise to new life.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.